Tennessee is again leading the nation in the number of high school seniors filling out financial aid forms for college. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, it's just one step in a long process of getting students to continue their education, but it is an important indicator of how many might do so.
This form called the FAFSA is required for any government-funded scholarship, loan, or work-study program in college. But it's not easy to fill out. Even Angela Boatman, a higher education policy professor at Vanderbilt, says she has trouble helping students.
I study this. I really know what is in the FAFSA, right? It's really tricky.
Boatman is one of many higher ed experts watching Tennessee closely for its intense dedication to getting more students over these hurdles and into college. For example, some schools have state-funded advisors who can give one-on-one FAFSA guidance, and the state higher ed office sends out weekly emails to principals informing them of how their FAFSA completion rate compares to other schools. The effort seems to pay off. About 75% of high school seniors have filed it so far this year, at least 20 points more than any other state in the country.
Is this number actually a big deal?
Yeah, I think that number is a huge deal. It doesn't necessarily mean that all of those students will attend college, but it is a critical step in getting there.
Because if a student doesn't fill out a FAFSA, she says, it's much less likely that they'll attend college at all. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.